KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. In this hour, we will do our T-Pain ticket giveaway. And then also, coming up in the next segment, we'll have the great action movie hero bracket.
Dude, I actually...
You're pumped, right?
I rewrote it. I'm furious about two of the things that are listed. So I can't wait.
But we're going to start with this. Just past the midway point of the season... Who is the most disappointing Texas Rangers player so far? They're all pretty Texas Ranger-y.
I mean, obviously, Jack Leiter has a zero batting average right now. I mean, this is ridiculous.
All right. If you missed last night, you're coming up to the pitcher spot. Hopefully, you were listening right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you were listening to the TV broadcast, which at the time I was, Mike Bassick suggested that Jacob DeGrom come up to bat.
What was his reasoning on
that? Because he had the best batting average bona fides among the bunch. He hit .204 in his career. And again, props to Mike for not leaning into the, that'll fit right in with this team. I appreciate that. He did not say that. I appreciate that.
Got to give Mike some credit.
Absolutely.
For what he's done there.
And so they lost in extra innings again, four straight extra innings games, and they've lost three of them. So this has been a disappointing season. I don't feel like that's a stretch to say that whatsoever. So in this disappointing season, just past the midway point, who has been the most disappointing player? Because I actually have a different answer than the next part we're going to get into. And believe it or not, I didn't say Josh Jung, even though the rest of the segment is going to be, we need to have a conversation about Josh Jung and what exactly is going to happen with him. So you might think... that my answer is madness. All right. I want to prepare you for that possibility. My answer for the most disappointing Texas Ranger this season is Corey Seager.
He was consideration for me.
Okay.
But your expectations for Corey Seager are so high.
Yes, exactly. So there's a couple of different, actually, there's a variety of different reasons for that. First of all, you've played 85 games and Corey Seager's played in 53 of them.
Yeah.
And I know people will say he's tied for the offensive war lead on this team. First of all, that's not saying a lot. Second of all, his batting average year over year is down 34 points. You want to look at where it was in the World Series year? It's down 83 points. His OPS is down 94 points. You want to go back to the World Series year? I don't think you're ready for it. It's down 243 points. And the pop hasn't particularly been there this year because even in the previous 2 years, he missed huge chunks of game. He missed like 40 games per season. He was still putting out 30 home runs. He has 10 right now. He has 23 RBIs.
Kevin, scoring position... 182, runners on 203. And
yikes.
I want to say that there's there's this trend of power coming back because there have been, he has four home runs in June. He had four home runs in April. He only had two in May. And I was hoping here in the last few days, because he had three of those four home runs from June in the last 7 days. Like that, maybe something's on the right path. But as Chris Young said earlier, I got to see more consistency now because so far, this half in the season, Corey Seager has been, man, he's hitting 188 at night.
Wow, really? So
what? No, in the daytime. My bad.
So that's my answer there. I think there are a lot of feasible answers here, but I'm going to go with Corey Seager just because I think you can make a really strong argument. He hasn't even been your best player this year, and he should be your best player offensively at least. By a good deal.
I think, Kevin, I know what this segment is right now. I do want to give a lot of love to Michael Hellman for last night and that amazing stolen base turn to score.
Yes, we needed it.
Wow, that was awesome. And everybody in my family last night thought it was hilarious that both Hellman and Mayo were playing in a baseball game together. And
nice.
That was fun to see as well. So like that was a big discussion point in the Majors household last night. I guess Leody Taveras is out now.
Yes.
Because he's no longer a Ranger. And that would have probably been your number one.
I can see that.
Considering your disdain for Leody Taveras.
Not disdain.
But the I'm going to go with Jock Peterson.
Fair.
A 131 batting average is not good. And when you're a starter, when you are supposed to be a power hitter, when you're supposed to be one of those guys that brings back the pop to this lineup, and you're not even getting on base, you're not drawing enough walks for it. It's not. He did start to. I think he started drawing a lot more walks later, but he was not hitting, and he looked like he couldn't even see the baseball. Now I know he was getting hot as the injury happened, but I don't know that it was enough to turn the lineup around. Maybe it will be. And maybe when he comes back, we'll be able to get that version of him that's very ultra focused.
Yeah.
But we saw spring training what his work was.
Look, we talked about it on air many times, and I'm not familiar with all of his work in previous spring trainings. He was D-ing around at spring training.
You have to have a light person in a clubhouse.
For sure.
You always have to have somebody that can do that kind of thing. But they also have to be able to put that work in too.
Yeah.
That's where the respect from the teammates comes, while also knowing that he cracked a good joke or he was doing something silly. But that's just Jock. Wait till he gets up to the plate. Wait, because he's worked his butt off and it just hasn't happened yet. Hope. But again, like you said, this is the first part of the season right now.
Yep.
We got another season that can turn things around.
Yeah, no, and that's true. A lot of people have a lot of different answers, and you know it's probably not a great season when there's so many different viable answers. So I'm going to run through some of these, and I actually had a list of five under consideration, and that's not what you want. You don't want to say that in your team of 26 players, I can pretty easily put forth five that have been the most disappointing. For the 817, it's Josh Jung from the 682. Most disappointing for me is Jock Peterson from the 254. You mean other than Jock Peterson or Chris Young from the 214? It's 100% Seager from the 817. I'm with you, Kevin, on Corey Seager from the 214. It's Josh Jung. Why hasn't Bruce Bochy sat him yet? He kind of has. We'll get back around to that in just a second. From the 682, Haim and Adolis Garcia for me. We talked about this earlier in the show. You might be seeing the last month of Adolis Garcia with the Texas Rangers. And from the 682, I hate to do this. Love the kid. We've gotten to chat with him numerous times, but this is totally fair. It's Wyatt Langford. I didn't have Wyatt Langford on my list. So my list was Corey Seager at the top, but I also thought total consideration could be given to Jake Berger, Jock Peterson, Kamar Rocker, and Josh Jung. Now, Kamar Rocker, last couple starts, hopefully looks like we're moving back in the right direction, but Wyatt Langford is another person that maybe we were guilty again. I was guilty.
He's
again.
He's in the middle of the pack, not leading the pack. And that's like 13 home runs for him. 25 feels good.
Yeah.
13 home runs. Cal Raleigh's at what, 33 now?
33.
So you're 20 behind that. That's the leaders of the pack.
Right.
And he's at 13. But if you're at 13, you can't hit 232.
And that is the issue, once again, year over year, because I'll admit, I pretty much took it for granted that Wyatt Langford would just get better this year. And that's not necessarily how sports works. Actually, that's not necessarily how life works. Just because you get older to a certain point, you get better. That's not necessarily how that works. But I did take it for granted that Wyatt Langford was going to be better. But look at it year over year. All right, it is true. He's on pace to have better power for sure. Fewer RBIs, you can argue that as a product of the rest of the team. I'll listen to that. OPS, down 11 points. On-base percentage, down 17 points. And as Corey just brought up, batting average, down 21 points. So I was thinking this would be a 275 hitter.
Yeah.
This would be a 360 on-base percentage. This would be an 800 OPS. And he would take a big step forward. Not only has he not taken a big step forward, he hasn't taken any step forward except in the power department. I don't think he's necessarily taking a huge step back, but the problem is at a time when Wyatt Langford is super cheap and you've run into some financial issues with this organization, he's just stood still.
I have felt that he's been more comfortable in the outfield, playing multiple positions defensively.
You know what? I would agree with that.
So I'll give him some credit there. And overall, this team defensively, there have been a couple plays. But they're overall, they've
growing
been one
pains.
Of the strengths of this team.
Yeah.
And you know, while Mike will remind me, look, hey, they're number five in defensive numbers. I like to be number one. All right. So what's the, like, make 100% of your free throws. Like, what's wrong with that? So that's one credit I'll give him, is he did have to grow there during the offseason. So he didn't grow enough at the plate. I understand, but I will give him a little bit of that. So I'll take a little heat off of him. He's got time.
So I've only seen this name pop up once or twice, but I thought it was very relevant to dive into it. It's Marcus Semien is their biggest disappointment. All right. If we had done this segment exactly a month ago, I'm totally with you. Disappointment city across the board. I would be totally with you. But look at the month of June that Marcus Semien had. He hit 324 with an on-base percentage of 383. If you're like, that's great, Grandpa, give me the stat I actually want. No problem. OPS, 932. Now, you look at the rest of his season, that brought him up from, consider this, Corey, going into the month of June, do you know what his OPS was? Terrible.
100.
Okay, well, it wasn't that bad. That's my fault. 536.
That's okay. That's better than I thought.
At the end of the month, it was 668. So he raised his OPS 130 points. Now, part of the reason for that is because his OPS was so bad. But OPS that month of 932, four home runs and 16 RBIs. Think about this. In the rest of the entire season, he had four home runs and 21 RBIs. So he put together a season's worth of work in June. That's why I'm not going to say Marcus Semien, because he had a really strong June. But I get it.
Last night for him, it just felt like he's going up to the plate. I'm getting on.
Sure.
But nobody was on in front of him. And that was fresh. Like, Corey Seager's out. Now we have two outs and Semien gets on. And okay, who's behind him? Adolis? He's about to strike out. You know, it was a frustrating night last night in that game.
I mean, Marcus Semien has gobbled up Baltimore. Also Seattle, even though, you know, well, I know one of the things mattered. But yeah, he's been putting together multi-hit efforts. But sometimes, like to your point, when there's nobody on base, it doesn't really matter. So that's the only reason I wouldn't say Marcus Semien. But I totally get it. If you look at his overall numbers, they're still abysmal. But at least that one I can say is trending in the right direction.
My hope is, and Bochy said this, a lot of guys have said this, hitting is contagious. I hope the contagiousness of Marcus Semien gets to the other guys, because he's that guy that I think once it gets going, he can stay consistent like this. Once he finds his timing, he can be there for a while. And if he can do those things over a stretch of time, the teammates might start really clicking in of, man, that's our guy. That's our leader. And he's doing it. I got to get going.
Yeah. And I did see this. I'm not going to dismiss this. We just don't agree on this, which is totally fine. The 469. It's not fair to say Corey Seager, just because your expectations are higher for him. If he was hitting 328, we would still be three games under 500. I absolutely disagree with that. Absolutely disagree with that. Look at last night's game as an example, not just for Corey Seager, but how many opportunities the Rangers had before you got to extra innings. Corey just threw out some of the struggles with runners in scoring position. If Corey Seager, just him, raised his game, I think you would easily flip this record by three games. I think you would easily be at least three games above 500. And that could be low. Okay, so you would be at least 44 and 41. And that's not all Corey Seager's fault. I'm just saying
that's how important he is to the lineup.
Yeah, and I disagree with the assertion that if he was hitting at 2023 levels, you'd still have the same record. I do not believe that that is factually accurate. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't worry, tomorrow we'll balance it out with the positivity of it. And we didn't even, you know what, real quick then, I'm sorry. I shouldn't do this, but real quick, bonus content. We'll ask Bruce Bochy tomorrow about Josh Jung. And Evan Grant even put out a story about it, is once you get to 1,000 career plate appearances, like, the book starts to get written on you. And unfortunately, the book on Josh Jung is starting to, like, kind of tail away from him. You know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of
his 1,000 have been broken up into different components.
For sure.
That's been, but it is what it is after 1,000.
Yes.
Know?
And it's, the numbers suggest he's regressing as a hitter, not progressing. And he's susceptible to the fastball up and in. He can't hit it, but he also can't lay off of it. He got hurt going after one of those things. And so we'll ask Bruce Bochy tomorrow for sure. Will you try giving him another, like, couple of mental games off, or will you go the Jake Berger route and be like, hey, I need you to reset at the minors, because this version of Josh Jung, it ain't working. He could help lead us to a World Series in 2023, and that's phenomenal. But this version, it ain't working right now.